You're listening to
Fuck It Right in the Pussy.
The Hot Pod.
This is the Small Savage Will Moore, and you're listening to The Hot Pod.
Hello, children. This is Johnny Draven, and you should be checking out my best friend's podcast every week. What is it about, you say? Greatness that happens at shows, stories, how he got his feelings hurt, who he hurt, and maybe more. But check it out. It's called The Morning After on thehotpod.com. Thank you, children. And while you're checking things out, Johnny Draven, PCB, on Twitter.
Hashtag Robert Free 2015.
Hashtag Robert Free 2015.
Hashtag Robert Free 2015.
I had to give it a little cut.
Yeah, that's because it was really loud. And I was fading to the... Because you're the dominant one in this conversation.
I'm always the dominant one.
Yeah, episode 39, 38 episodes too late. You've already come this far. You cannot turn back now. Because it's too late. That's the title of tonight's episode.
Word?
Yeah, yeah. And what I'm going to do now is perform a feat that only can be done without loot. I don't know. Something about moving my feet. I had it. It's gone.
It was a good try. It was a good try.
All right.
It was there. I seen you grasping, but maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time.
For now, just do your hashtag. Hashtag Fappage.
Okay.
There he goes. I can see him from here. So graceful. And grandful. It's a thing of beauty. For tonight. There he is.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, for those that do not know, I just slapped my way into the Icon Studio. My name, it does not matter.
It matters.
I am, for those of you that do not know, my name is Max. No, I'm not your baby's daddy.
But he could be.
Holiday.
And he should be.
He would be.
Yes.
He might be.
And as you can tell, I am not alone tonight. not alone. As always, each and every week, I am joined by a man that really doesn't need any introduction. Because he flies away.
High five.
And back, MaxiPad.
There's a super banana coming through. Would not want to hit you or your friend over there. Would not want to hit you or
hey,
your friend.
Hey, watch the peel, okay?
Watch the peel. The peel that you do not want to steal, but you might want to feel. Holla at your boy. I am Super Santana, the Big Banana Starks, and I am hither, bitches. Hither. Yeah! Episode 39. 38 episodes too late. Hold on, one more lap. All right. 38 episodes too late, ladies and gentlemen. You can hashtag it, too, if you'd like, whatever floats your boat or find your lost remote. But as Maxwell... Hula Day, as my memory a year ago comes up. Hula Day, we are not alone. We are a trio, unfortunately.
Yep. Tonight we are a trio. Tonight there's more than two, hence the trio. So look out your window to that giant triangle in the sky.
Spectre-Man! Spectre-Man! Like a flame, faster than a plane, a mystery with the name Vector Man. Power.
Oh, that is right, children. It is I, it is me, Mr. TCB.
First of the face, Vector Man.
Wait for it.
Johnny.
No. Wait
no,
for
I'm
it. No, wait for it. Wait for it.
We will never know the source.
Draven.
The intro has me so confused.
It's like Chase. It's like that commercial.
Oh. Draven.
Hashtag it.
That's weird.
Draven.
Okay. It's good to have you back.
Draven.
See, we could do it all episode.
No. Well, it's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
That's good. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too, with you and Mr. Starks via studio to studio line.
Studio to studio.
It's really two tin cans.
Two tin cans tied together with a string.
Yeah.
And then we have a USB connector.
And a hamster that runs on a wheel.
Yeah. Doesn't get much more high tech than that. That's Po Show.
Stuart. Bastard. I'm glad he's over at that studio.
What happened? Why don't you like Stewie anymore?
ISIS didn't like him.
No. Who?
ISIS.
Oh. ISIS. I know we were still on ISIS.
Well, you know, Draven and ISIS are long-time buddies.
Right.
They went to high school together.
Yeah, Starks introduced us.
I work hard for my baby to eat. Y'all bitches always yelling, I work hard for my baby to eat. I sacrifice. I work hard for my baby to eat. Bitch, you get food stamps. We all work hard for your baby to eat. Don't try me, bitch. Hair flip.
How was your weekend?
Was that Draven from Saturday Night?
Oh! He's only heard stories.
Yeah, he has heard stories. He's heard great stories. Whoa.
Whoa.
What's going on?
So So, Starks, how was your weekend?
My weekend was epic. It was one of epic proportions. I did a triple shot.
You did a triple shot?
Triple shizat.
All right, I'm ready to hear this one.
Well, I wasn't at Anarchy Friday Night Fights. Because, I'm fired.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Mason family fired me.
Participate in the greatness.
So I made my way down south there, and I fought a guy. You might have heard of him. You may have heard of him. His name is Shmami Schmeisman.
Shmani Schmeisman?
Shmani Schmeisman.
Whoa. I have heard of him. Suck.
He did. It was pretty bad. He smelled as well.
Of pudding?
Of fucking raw onions on a Polish sausage.
My pudding pop!
That's the worst pudding I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had to work him, but, I also got to wrestle a POW Saturday, and I got to work this guy named Logan Scott. First time I got to work some like Logan, pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
I came up with the win, of course.
That's good.
And then, Sunday finished off against with, Shmami Schmeisman.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, my. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was one of those kind of weekends. But
wow.
It was good. It was epic. I heard great things about Anarchy on the Friday Night Fights. I heard it was epic. You actually made a nice little appearance there. From BOW made his way back down there, and you made sure to make your presence felt. And I'll let you get into that when we talk about your weekend. But, yeah, that was my weekend. And, in a nutshell, it was good times. Triple shot. Shmani Schmeisman, Logan Scott.
Woo, that's what's off.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, there's almost technical difficulties.
Ooh,
that would have
been horrible.
What did you do this weekend?
Friday, I did participate in the Anarchy Friday Night Fights. Like you said, I wasn't actually scheduled to do anything as far as wrestling goes. So I heard that Bao was in the building, so I went and made myself known.
Bao,
let him know
Bao.
That I had not forgotten about him. He won his match, so I came out and, introduced him again to my friend named Sue. Was the crowd absolutely enjoyed Stu, by the way. I love Stu. Then
next time we see the BOW, you need to put him in a submission so we can ask him if he's ever seen or nor can he not confirm the cockroaches. He's gotta know. I'm just saying, he's got to know.
Yeah, you would think. Saturday,
good times.
Saturday, me and Draven went out and hung out with some friends and.
Mister, can we drop his name?
Yeah, why not?
Mister Bailey was there also.
Yeah, we ended up hanging out with Bailey and
Bailey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him to meet you down there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he's my boy.
Oh, that's good. Meet us over at Big. We were ballers.
Let's just say we were under the sea.
Yeah, we were at the city under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the
sea.
There
was all kinds of beautiful mermaids.
Things
everywhere.
Are quite happier.
that were just...
Don't drop that duck a duck. Hey, don't drop that duck a duck.
They were just willing to
Sorry about that.
No, we didn't want to execute anything.
No.
Not with the little mermaids over there.
Mm-mm.
At the city under the sea where we were hanging out. Anyways.
Gay!
Now tell your story. The mood is right.
So there were these...
VIP.
We were VIP at the Atlantis.
No! You're supposed to say the city under the sea.
Whatever.
And ruined it.
Myself and Draven and MG Bailey and a group of others. And I can't tell you what else happened because we all agreed with what to say. But then when we left, the sun came up. Smiles were on every man's face.
Their handshakes are crazy there.
Their handshakes are crazy. And so are some of the people that you see sitting there.
Oh my god. Oh, this is magical. It's like being back there.
Hell yeah!
There's glitter everywhere.
You know, the only thing that's really missing is that once... came back around and was giving us the drinks.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
was the but that was not the best part. Tell them about the best part.
When he licked it off.
And then we all went home. It was crazy.
Live long and prosper.
Not before we didn't get some little you know, coffee. Got coffee.
That's not unusual.
It is. No, it's not. It's a normal weekend. And then on Sunday, I went to a birthday party.
Yeah, that's pretty much my weekend minus the birthday party. I worked. That's it. About the same weekend.
That was my weekend. Ditto on the weekend. Don't even ask me. Just ditto on it.
But the off the leg part was crazy. That's all we can say on that subject. We cannot say anything more. Just off the leg.
Hey,
crazy.
I will say this much. Bailey is a true friend, man. Bailey took a bullet for me.
He did.
Metaphorically speaking.
Well, it had your name written all over it.
It did. And he took that bullet for me.
Should have been there, Starks. Good time.
Don't worry, I'll invite him next time.
I was wrestling.
That's
what I do. Unlike you, Draven.
Yeah, I was spending a lot of time down for the three count. It's all right.
That's not what I heard.
Well, we have a lot coming up in the program today for you. We got
that's about it.
Got some dueling angry rants.
No.
I'll tell you this much. We just before the show took off, we had some of the Holy Sacrament wrapped in a beezy, and then wrapped that with some deezy, and
sounds sleazy.
Now we're just
breezy.
So, yeah. Now we just can't handle it no more. So he ain't angry at all. He's the farthest thing from anger. I'm excited because I'm leaving this weekend. I'm actually leaving this week.
You're leaving on a jet plane?
I'm gone.
Don't know when you'll be back.
No,
again.
I'm out of here. Going on a little vacay. I got to go get my ear looked at, though. I got like some kind of I got some kind of ear thing going on here, man.
You got some kind of weird growth in your ear?
Yeah, something's going on. Draven says everything sounds fine. I can barely hear anything. I'm going deaf.
What?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it a growth?
Is it a growth? No, it's not a growth. Not a growth, sorry.
Okay.
How big is it?
That's what she said.
It's nothing like that old armpit video.
No.
No. Do you still have that?
Yeah, you want me to send it to you?
Yes.
Yes. He's like, yes, I do. Matter of
please,
fact.
Please. Por favor.
Break now, break.
Yeah, during the break, if you would, send that over because... Coming up in the program, Kayfabe News. Well, the way it works is kayfabenews.com sends us their top three headlines, and we give them to you here each and every week on the Hot Pod. This week coming in, we have Welfare Office hangs Russo's monthly check from a poll. Daniel Bryan announces he will retire someday, and the villain from Suburban Commando attacks Lesnar at Battleground. All of that coming up later on in Kayfabe News.
Fizzle my nizzle.
.com.
Faux shizzle.
On the rizzle. Oh.
Yeah, see?
So the wrestling world is on fire, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I guess. I guess, you know, The Undertaker came back.
You better watch out. He's going to kick you in the nuts and give you two tombstones.
Yeah, what I want to know is, why is he come out kicking people in the nuts? I thought he was supposed to be baby. But it's okay because he's the Taker.
Damn right.
Just kicking people in the nuts. I'm American badass.
New day and age, man. It's a new day and age. You can come out and be a baby and kick people in the nuts.
Is that what you do?
Stone Cold did it for, 98 years?
No, that was called a kick to the gut.
Yeah, that was to the nuts every time.
You're ridiculous.
Willie. Hey, Willie, just go ahead. Come on, we don't got time for this tonight. Go ahead. Go ahead. Close the door. Take her with you.
Is it not?
No, just one.
No, it's funny.
It's weird.
I even asked you.
Yeah, I even...
Nope, I just did something.
Oh, anyways.
Boner. I was going to ask Willie if he had that dipping sauce that's supposed to take that taste like the 11 herbs and spices from KFC.
For sure he does.
You haven't seen those new commercials with quote-unquote Colonel Sanders, who I think is Daryl Hammond?
No, I watch Channel
50. Daryl Hannah.
Before I go to bed, that's about all the TV I watch.
Daryl Hammond, he used to be on SNL. He used to do President Clinton in 2000-ish area.
Okay, who is it? Daryl Hammond?
Yeah, I believe it to be. I haven't done any research.
Okay, but what's going on?
Them thighs, motherfucker.
Some what thighs, is Daryl motherfucker?
Let me tell you, I'm doing the best I can, but actually, I'm kind of hurting. The worst thing about this injury is it's.
Oh.
Look up Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Look up Colonel Sanders?
Yes.
Okay, I'll look up Colonel Sanders.
CO.
Oh, boy.
I know, right? There it is. Hey-o. Never gonna give you up. Never
gonna let you. I've looked up Colonel Sanders. Now what? Now
Sanders
what?
Just got rickrolled.
Right?
Now what?
You should.
I should have
commercial. Right.
I should write in Colonel Sanders commercial.
2015.
Now which one should I select for Colonel Sanders commercial?
Whichever one you want. I pick the top one.
Yeah, well, you want the ultimate Colonel Sanders commercial?
No, see, Daryl Hammond commercial. I was right.
Daryl
Hammond. Bucket of Beans.
Okay, right. Oh, they're right there. All right.
I was right. It was Daryl Heyman.
Chicken in the bucket, chicken in the beans. Chicken in the bucket, chicken in the beans. Chicken in the bucket, chicken in the beans. And if I could, I'd put chicken in the lemonade. It's finger licking good.
Chicken in the bucket, chicken in the beans.
So we just did all that for that?
Yeah. I didn't say the payoff
bucket,
was going to be
chicken
huge.
Chicken in the beans, chicken in the bucket, chicken in the beans, chicken in the bucket, chicken in the beans. And if I could, I'd put chicken in the lemonade.
Hell yeah. Little kids all around the world, and I don't know the beats that they can make. In the poop shoot so much he can't even shoot it. All those little kids' faces with their fingers in their bums. I tried.
Jesus Christ.
I tried.
Ugh.
He caught me off guard, but my freestyles are still fresh.
I don't know about that.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm saying that was A. That was definitely B minus.
I have to go with C.
Yeah.
Maybe. C plus, I'll take it, man. B minus, C plus, same shit.
So they're burying
low C.
Yeah, they're burying. Speaking of low C's, they're burying Kevin Owens in WWE now.
Where like underground?
No, they're burying him. According to reports, the way the booking is going, you know, they say that the WWE split, office is split, half like him, half don't like him. But they say that he's being buried now because on three consecutive network programs or something like that, he's lost to Cena now. And now he has a humbling.
Gandalf just showed up and said, no more, Kevin Owens.
I, for one, I'm going to say thank God to that. So I'm so not a Kevin Owens fan.
Yeah, whatsoever. That's right. You don't like him at all. You think he's overrated.
I think he's a fat ass, just like Samoa Joe.
Man.
Samoa Joe.
I'm watching the pay-per-view last night, okay? And he's fighting Cena, and all you just keep hearing is the announcers, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to, you know, hype up the guys and, you know, get them, you know, everybody thinking, oh, they're bigger and, you know, moves are so much more powerful. And, you know, that's what they do. You know, it's the gimmick, you know. And, you know, but, man, they were like, yeah, the agility of Kevin Owens, and for someone of his stature and someone of his size, the moves that he's doing are amazing. And I'm like, oh, my God. And they did a drop kick, and they're like, oh, my God, the agility. And the drop kick sucked. I mean,
yeah,
pretty
fast. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
His drop kicks were fucking shit. And I'm sitting here, and they're like, pumping it up, like, oh, my God, the agility. I'm like, oh, fuck me. Oh, my God, I can't, you know. And I just shut the fuck up so I can watch this, you know. And I will admit, he had a couple good moves, you know. But, I mean, what the whole big deal about him is, I have no clue. Either or, I'm not going to be on the Kevin Owens bandwagon probably ever. You know, I see no interest in him. And, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say he sucks, but I don't think he deserves the exposure he's getting.
Nah, not at all.
Kind of like a Draven.
Wow, wow, wow. Do you believe it's only because Zayn's hurt? And so is Hideo Itami. He's hurt, right?
Yeah, they're both shelved, from what I understand. You know what?
What about Finn Balor?
I think it sucks to take my personal opinion out of it. As a whole, I think it sucks. It just goes to show you that someone can have genuine momentum behind them, something, you know, that the fans want to see, and has this great heat behind them and momentum, and the machine that is the WWE can just take the wind out of your sails in a moment, in an instant. So for that, from that aspect, I'm not a big fan of that. I was a fan of the genuine movement that was Kevin Owens in the WWE universe.
I mean, he's no Rocky Maivia.
No, he's not. But I'm all for those for the genuine things that happen in wrestling, and they let them blossom, and we get to see where they go with it. But to cut something like that and just.
And what I mean by when I say Rocky Maivia, when you back in the day when you seen The Rock, Rocky Maivia, there was something special with him. You knew something was going to happen with him, even when he came out with the Jerry Curl juice and the crazy fucking Aztec warrior gear and all that shit. You knew there was something special about this guy. Like a lot of guys. When Stone Cold dropped the whole 316. I just whipped your ass, you know, there was something special, there's, Kevin Owens has not done anything to make me sit there and be like, this guy is going to be something special. And you hear all the idiots out there, all the marks, this is the next guy, this is the next the fuck off. Just like Samoa Joe, I call him Samoa Blow, because that's what he think he does, he blows,
You guys are also at how old are they? They're mid-30s? Is that where they're both at?
Yeah.
There are?
Roughly.
So, in all reality, there's not much left for them in the wrestling world as far as WWE is concerned. They haven't been there to establish themselves, and they're not going to be there long enough to establish themselves, and we can see that based off of the way that Kevin Owens got pushed to the top and then got brought right back down, just like everybody else in the company. They push him right to the top, and then they bring him right back down. It's like, hey, see what we can do? And it's like a humbling thing they do. I don't know. It's weird.
Pretty much.
Whatever.
Ask Draven.
Ask me what?
He knows.
I don't know shit.
That's true.
That's true.
That's the truest thing he said all day.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Some fries, motherfucker.
Them thighs, motherfucker.
All rise, motherfucker.
Ten ties, motherfucker.
Jews die, motherfucker.
That is so racist.
It rhymes.
That's horrible. Not even right. And on that note, I think we need to take a break. Holy effing crap.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Do you have anything? I have some stuff queued up.
You go ahead. Give me two sweeps and I'll jump in. How come you're not scoping?
Because I have fucking face over here, so you won't be able to hear it, and I'll have to listen to how you can't hear nothing. You just get the one side of the conversation.
Aw, boo.
Yeah. So if you want a scope, go ahead, and we can look at your silly face.
I can give you hearts.
Yeah.
Hearts.
Whatever.
Give him a lot of hard-ons.
All right. You're listening to the Hot Pod, and we will be right back after
these messages.
Well, maybe we will be. I don't know.
We'll be right back.
Man, I'm just having no luck with fucking
she bangs,
spam thing.
She bangs.
Fuck them. We'll be back.
I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a journalist.
I'm a student.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a representative.
I have cancer.
The outdated laws of prohibition are more dangerous than the plant itself.
I lost my scholarship.
I was fired.
20 million arrests since 1965. This is getting ridiculous.
Our prisons are overcrowded with nonviolent offenders.
We have the opportunity to change.
This is costing our country billions of dollars.
Making my family and I fight in a courtroom is difficult enough when I'm already fighting through chemotherapy.
There's no reason to be scared by tradition anymore.
We can stop this.
We can stop this.
We are the American people.
We can stop this.
And you have our support.
We're old.
Young.
Straight.
Gay.
We're every race and nationality.
And we're not going to give up.
You can tax it.
You can regulate it.
Apply age restrictions.
You can create millions of new jobs.
We can save our economy.
President Obama.
It's time for legalization.
Legalization.
Yes.
We
can.
This has been a public service.
Hashtag Robert Free 2015.
Hashtag
Robert Free 2015.
Hashtag
Robert Free 2015.
milk, milk, lemonade. Milk, milk, lemonade. Milk, milk, lemonade. Round the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk.
Better than a big, beautiful, sexy booty. But bottom line, no matter how far in the behind, you better call that onion what it really is. That shit's a fudge machine. Turn up.
Milk, milk, lemonade. Milk, milk, lemonade. Milk, milk, lemonade. Round the corner, fudge is made. This is where her poo comes out. This is where your poo comes out.
Where your poop comes out.
Hello, children. This is Johnny Draven, and you should be checking out my Best Friends podcast every week. What is it about, you say? Greatness that happens at shows, stories, how he got his feelings hurt, who he hurt, and maybe more. But check it out. It's called The Morning After on thehotpod.com. Thank you, children. And while you're checking things out, Johnny Draven, PCB, on Twitter.
Ah, yes. It is the Lunatic Wrestling Federation's very own Supreme Aryan, and you're listening to The Hop-On.
Awesome. Chakras wanna rob me. I'm so awesome.
awesome. Oh yeah, like a boss. I'm so awesome. I'm so fucking awesome. 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 I'm so awesome. Make this nigga sick. Sell chicken noodle soup. Sell chickens in my coop. This a fucking chicken coop. Young nigga a fool. I'm just out the blue. My bitch thinks she so cute. That's my little boo. She from down in Austin. Her family ballin'. Baby, I'm a stunner. Just like Stone Cold Steve Austin. One bitch gave me blue balls. I think she from Slauson. Walking around with two dogs. Boom, John Wall.
We don't want to miss that.
Hashtag Louder Free 2015.
Hashtag
Louder Free 2015.
Hashtag
Louder Free 2015.
And this is
so episode awesome.
Yeah. What's wait? Episode 39. 38 episodes too late.
Better late than never.
Yeah.
Just like a woman's period.
God damn it. He didn't turn my mic on fast enough. it's a conspiracy.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, Miranda Lambert and... what the fuck is his name?
Penis Face?
Miranda Lambert and her husband are getting divorced. Oh, Blake Shelton. Not like you're going to be any assistance there. They're getting divorced. Big news coming across the airwaves. Woo! I don't know what this is. Bossa Nova.
That's not the Bossa Nova, I know.
No, it's relaxing, Bossa.
No, wow. No, the other one's relaxing. The Heineken commercial. Makes you just want to dance, doesn't it? Play it.
No.
Play it again.
No.
Play it again, James.
Stop it.
Please don't.
You never let me have any fun.
You have way too much fun. That's the problem.
I don't have enough fun is the problem. We didn't even train during the training break.
You went and had a cigarette.
Because there was no training being done.
No training. What the hell?
I know, right? We're late to this party.
Yeah, this studio's popping over here.
Yeah, whatever. I got something for you. I got something for you there.
Hold on. Pause it. Abby Wambach is the girl that gave her the award.
Gave who the award?
Whatever that brought.
Yeah.
Even though Abby Wambach's gay, I'd still do her.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Jenner? Oh, that is such a mind fuck.
Where's the Aerosmith song? Dude looks like a lady.
That was such a mind fuck right there.
Thank you very much. Just call me Dr. Girlfriend.
I heard that Johnny Draven likes Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
You're going to watch the show?
What show, sir? Why are you bringing me into this? It was my turn.
Oh, fuck hey, you
no.
guys.
No, I do not. I do not find Caitlyn Jenner attractive.
Well, that's just mean. He's got feelings. Draven, stop it.
You know, Holiday, you're the only one I have eyes for.
Wow, I have to talk after that?
I know.
Thank you so much. It is so wonderful to be here tonight.
Oh, God.
Now, the last few months have been a whirlwind of so many different experiences and emotions. But to tell you the truth, it seems like every time I turn around in life, I'm putting myself in these high-pressure situations, competing in...
Oh, dude, that was... Okay, that just fucked my head up, seeing that image of her...
Him.
And then hearing his voice.
It's still a him. Just saying.
Totally didn't want to go that way, but I just saw that they had the speech up there.
You didn't want to go that way, huh?
No, you know what I mean. I saw the speech, and I was like, oh. Fuck off.
I see you recognize my face. That's my Pearl Jam impersonation.
So I heard this crank call. It just makes me laugh. I think you should hear it.
Let's listen to it. Hey, I thought you were bringing drinks back from that cigarette break.
I brought one.
Yeah.
You really?
Saw that about.
Oh.
Here we go.
Hello, can I help you?
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken?
Mommy?
Chicken in China, Chinese chicken, you have?
What do you mean?
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken? Have a drumstick, then your brain starts clicking. You have?
No.
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken.
Chinese chicken?
Chicken in China, Chinese chicken.
Sorry, I'm not really understand what you mean.
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken? Have a drumstick, then your brain starts clicking. You have?
So you're not old, or you're not told to someone?
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken.
I don't understand what you mean.
Chicken in China?
Nope.
The Chinese chicken?
Nope.
No chicken in China, the Chinese chicken?
Nope.
Have a drumstick, then your brain starts clicking.
Tommy?
Have a drumstick, and your brain starts clicking. Clicking! Clicking!
What kind of chicken you want?
Chicken in China. Chinese chicken.
I said, I'm not really understand what you mean.
Hello?
Hello, chicken in China, the Chinese chicken.
China what? Yeah.
Chicken in China?
What is that?
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken.
Hello?
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken. You have?
We don't sell dogs.
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken.
All right.
Have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking.
All right.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie?
Chicken in China.
That's pretty racist, man. You want me to call the police?
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken. Hey, Round Eye.
Hello?
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken.
You got time to mess around or what?
Hey, Charlie. Calm down, Charlie.
Huh?
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken. You have?
What do you want?
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken.
Chinese chicken?
Chicken in China.
What about caller? Caller ID. How do you work this thing?
You press star 723.
Huh?
Star 723, Charlie.
What's your number?
825.
825?
876342.
Uh-huh.
Hut, hut.
What's your address?
42 Big Walkway.
Big Walkway?
Big Walkway. Right next door. Two small walkway.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Across the street from Chopstick Town.
Hey,
Charlie.
You got nothing better to do?
No.
Put your pens down.
What?
Put your pens down and stop playing with your asshole.
Okay, Charlie. Okay? I was like, what, Charlie?
Kind of got a little weird there at the end. A
little bit.
Like teenage girl.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
When you say teenage, how are we talking?
Boy, if you don't get...
That's R. Kelly.
Talking to his cousin, Aaliyah.
Oh, man.
Hey, shit. A real gangster ass nigga never runs the fucking mouth. A real gangster ass nigga. Take don't your rings off before you school a bitch.
Smoke weed every day.
Every time you yell at your kids, put a quarter in your no-yelling sock, and soon you'll have a weapon to beat.
Why does a rapper need an umbrella? Faux drizzle. Anaconda don't want none unless it's blue-eyed and blonde, hun.
Bitch, I know I'm old, and you may not be a fan, but this pussy's solid gold. I'll fucking take your man.
Start early talking to your kids about drugs, like in the morning, before you're drunk for the day. If your man is having a bad day, bring him a cocktail and keep your whore mouth shut. Never pretend to be something you're not. Unless you're pretending to be sober, then it's probably a good idea.
Fuck you, I'm eating a grilled cheese.
We just got a letter. Wonder who's...
Fuck you, I'm eating a corn dog.
What did 6 say to 7?
What?
Bish, why you mad? Because my pussy pops severely. Always follow your heart. But if it doesn't follow you back, unfollow. Fucking block. Masturbating too much can make your hands really slippery. If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber. Because it's cute and I want to shove it up my ass.
That explains a lot.
What does this show come to?
It explains a lot.
If you masturbate a lot, your hands will be slippery.
The phone. For everybody not in this room.
Yeah, there was a video with it. She dropped the phone. It was funny. But still, even listening to it, it was funny.
Funny.
Oh, gangster ass bitch.
Ugh. See what I have to work with?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hour-long podcast.
I thought we went 90 minutes.
Well, we do with DVD extras tonight.
Did a drumstick in your brain start clicking?
Hey. Okay, so
watch
check
your next
out.
Files with no lights on.
You did the phone scam. So I got while you were doing the phone scam, we were listening to it. I had this
brilliant
idea.
You like that?
I like it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Hold the show. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so Saturday when we were at the city underneath the sea, one of the mermaids was trying to give me her phone number, but she was so tweaked out, she didn't know what she was giving me, and she gave me some dude's number that we called 2 or 3 times at 3:30 in the morning.
Like this?
Something like that.
Pretty, pretty. Pretty, pretty.
So I say that we taking phone scam this dude.
You scored a number. You scored a number from. Well, hold on. Let's get it all straight for the viewers and everything out here. You scored a number from a stripper.
Yes. Well, no.
Okay.
Well, here's the problem.
Technically, you did, but
she was tweaked.
She
out.
Gave you the wrong one, and it's the dude that answers now.
Well, okay.
Hey, Cushington.
She was bumping lines all night. So I was watching this lady go crazy.
She was bumping lines all night, going crazy. Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm with you.
So she's like, add me on Snapchat. I'm like, all right, cool. What's your name? She's like, I don't know. Add me by my phone number. I'm like, all right, cool. So she gives me the number, and I add it in. She's like, well, call it and listen to the voicemail. And I called it, and some dude answers the phone.
Hello.
And I'm like, a dude just answered the phone.
Hello.
And she's like, who answers my phone? I'm like, a dude.
Hello.
So I hung up the phone. She's like, no, call it back. So I called the number back.
Hello.
It was a dude again.
Hello. Why you keep calling me? Shaniqua don't live here no more.
No, pretty much the last time he was like, dude, you're calling the wrong number.
You sure?
So, while you were doing your little phone scan there,
hello?
I had the idea, well, why don't we call this dude?
Hello.
I'm down.
All right.
Booty, booty.
Are we going to ask him if he has Chickity China, the Chinese chicken?
I don't know. I'm going to leave that up to you.
Where's Putty Putty?
Get a drumstick and the brain starts clicking.
All right. Well, what phone scam should we do here? What should we do on him?
I don't know. Whatever. Right. Just let's see if he answers.
All right, I'm going to leave that up to you. And we'll go from there.
We will. Where are we going?
We're dialing.
Right now?
Yeah. Just dial it. I don't know what to... I thought we were able to hear this.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, my God. Really? Is this going to be a...
Putty, putty.
Well, he didn't answer the phone, so it's a, that was it.
So we used to prank call independent wrestlers. It was pretty good. We can try that if you want to, you know, start calling some people.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to start calling some independent wrestlers?
Just go for it, man. I'll just jump in. But in the meantime, while you're doing that, I would like to tell everybody to come on down this Friday night to the Friday Night Fights over in Hickory Hills. And Hickory Hills, 9831 South 78th Avenue at the House of Anarchy. We've been having these Friday Night Fights, which have been huge. They've been huge. They've been no disqualifications. The guys have been beating the living shit out of each other. It's the shit. That's all I'm going to say. It starts at 7:30. And Friday night, 7:30, you know, get some time to get there. Starts at 7:30, and we're going to have plenty of...
101 FM, Top 40, Web Radio. Congratulations, caller. You just called in during our Mega Monday Caribbean Cruise Power Hour. Caller 15, you've just won 2 free tickets on a Caribbean cruise for 2. Sail from Port of Palm Beach, Florida to Freeport, Grand Bahamas Island. Stateroom cabin, meals, and entertainment included. And there you go, caller 15. Congratulations.
What the fuck was that? I have no clue.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again? Will you please try your call again?
The Matrix is taking over.
Well, that was about the craziest shit I've ever heard. We had a caller. That was the craziest shit I've ever heard.
If it would give me, like, control to hang up, I would be able to hang up right away, but...
Apparently you won something, though.
I don't even know. I don't know what that was. That was
okay,
very
wait,
weird.
We have 2 minutes... Oh, crap, we got 2 minutes left in the program.
Oh, yeah, we've got 2 minutes left, so I guess we're going to do some extras today, I take it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like as many as they let us.
I'm going to still try and get this last phone scam in before...
Hey, if we don't, just remember, kids, don't die to meet me, live to love me.
It's phone scam.
And Johnny Draven, TCB.
All right, here we go.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello?
Please leave your message for 7733319.
Damn it. They sent us, they gave us the fuck you button. Damn it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, we got 60 seconds. Do one more quick.
I'm trying.
Before we get out of here, I'd just like to say this is super bad saying if you don't like me, then bitch, I don't like you. #, #, #, these nuts.
At Johnny Draven TCB.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
At Starsky Love. Because we're about to go off air. If we could get this last caller in.
Pooty, pooty.
I hope it works.
Second.
Oh, yes!
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you? I'm trying to order the Chinese chicken. Chicken de China, the Chinese chicken. Get a jump stick and your brain starts clicking.
You failed on that one, man. You totally failed
on that.
What
the fuck? What happened? I thought you were going to jump in.
Why are you calling random children?
That was...
That kind of threw me off. Hold the fuck up. Because that was like a child, man. You got me fucking pranking.
Dude.
That was like a blind fucking phone scam, man. And that was...
In all fairness...
Shut up.
I called Lex 10's cell phone. I called Lex 10. I don't know how... My bad. The kid answered. My bad.
So good to hear about that one. I know it.
Chickeny China, Chinese chicken.
Hey, let me tell you. You said call someone, and the first phone number I came across was Chaz Moretti. So. Just be glad I
see. I'm blind. I'm blind. Yeah, you got me blind. Yeah. See. Last time that happens. I'm going to have to start screening these calls here, man.
Man, I don't work at POW anymore.
What happened?
Jeez.
The podcast. Fucking stupid little podcast.
Unbelievable. People, see what I got to deal with out there, Periscope people?
Oh, shit, I forgot you're on Periscope. I was too busy scrolling through my phone looking for people. The phone scam.
Good times. It's good times. It's good times.
We can't do anymore because we're no longer live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're actually in the DVD extras where we get deep.
Very.
Yeah. About 450.
Averagely deep.
Deep.
Clydesdale deep. Clydesdale deep.
How deep?
450. There's like a whole ward dedicated to 450 over there in Japan.
I hear he goes so deep he puts those asses to sleep.
Yeah. Damn.
Damn.
What does that mean?
Waist deep.
That's just
pretty deep. How what do you think the depth? You think it's waist deep? As Ray Cushenson is trying to, you know, insinuate here, is it waist deep? Or are you thinking it's more like, you know,
long dick style? What is that?
Yeah, long dick style.
I'm Tyrone.
I'm Tyrone. Fuck this podcast. I'm here to fuck somebody's wife. Long dick style.
That's true. Yeah, that sound effect at the end there. I wish I could find it, because I'd use it. Like in some Anarchy videos or something.
God.
I'd find
like
a way.
It's kind of like the, what the hell, the Law and Order. Dun, dun.
I'm a pimp. Let's talk about Bret Hart.
What did he do?
What did he do? He hasn't done shit in fucking a long time. I mean, I guess, you know, at one time he was the excellence of execution. And, is that still going in the background? Yeah, I guess, you know, at one point, you know, they were asking, you know, the screw job, the Montreal screw job. I think it was well deserved.
The screw job, but what about it? You go against McMahon and you get messed with. We were just talking about it earlier.
That's true.
The machine that is WWE.
You mess with the bull, and you get the
home. You get the
horse. What, just trying to finish my lines. All I'm saying is. Yeah,
Bret Hart screwed Bret Hart. Is that really where you're going with this?
So Bret Hart screwed Bret Hart. Shawn Michaels was in the right place at the right time. And Mr. McMahon is just... Mr. McMahon, a certified millionaire. He's no longer a billionaire with this whole WWE network
fucking not doing as well as he thought it would. But hey, Shawn Michaels does not suck dick. Fuck that.
Wait, do we mean that as in like his skills, or in like he literally, that's what he does?
He don't do it either way.
Oh, okay.
Shawn Michaels gets his dick sucked. He don't suck. He's just a sexy boy.
Oh, of course. I signed up to get the Windows 10 upgrade for free, and now they're saying there's big questions in the next operating system. Boo! Stupid
so,
laptop.
Yeah. He's just a sexy boy. He's a boy toy, but he's definitely not a dick sucker. That's for sure.
You know, I will tell you this much. Shawn Michaels' dance has gotten me into quite a few situations with a couple women. They like when you do the whole belt jiggle, I'm just telling you.
The what jiggle?
The belt jiggle. You know, when you're doing the Shawn Michaels dance, you take the belt and you jiggle the belt off.
Yeah.
You're doing it. Show Periscope. You're doing it. Stand up. Go ahead. Do your little dance. Do the Shawn Michaels dance.
Hold on, do it.
No. I'm not going to stand up and do it. You're lucky you got that out of me. You know what I think was better than the belt dance? Was the Val Venus towel spin.
Hello, ladies.
Oh. I
the spin where he's all like, and then he'd spin it. You know what I'm talking about? Just saying.
Stand up, dude. I can barely see that.
Yeah, you've seen it. You've seen it, you bastard.
No, I didn't.
What happened? Wait, hold on. Let me look at the Periscope.
Nope, it was a one-time deal.
Oh, come on. Here, we've been doing this for you.
Hello, Ray.
Give me some hearts for that shit, come on.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hearts.
All right, well, yeah, we'll give you hearts. You have to Okay, here you go. We will give you hearts on Periscope, but you have to reenact this wrestler's theme entrance. Yeah? I like that.
What about the people that are listening and can't see me on Periscope?
Well, they should be on Periscope then, shouldn't they?
If you're listening in the DVD extras,
Delvina.
Go over to Periscope now and check out Stark's fucking whatever you do here, you know.
At Starksky Love.
There you go.
Follow me.
What we're going to do is we're going to play a theme, and Starksky here has to reenact it via Periscope for us. The Val Venus Challenge Go Pro.
Come get on the... Crippin' ain't easy.
It ain't easy. Come on, get something. You called it. What is it called? All right. That was too easy. Hold on.
That's awesome.
That was amazing. That was good right there.
Remember when he was knocked out and that's all his foot was doing? Those were the days. All right, what else you got? Come on. Again. Crazy. I'm not even going to act it out because it was just crazy. I don't know. Hogan, he wants to do the Hogan strut.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, he does the whole, you know, thing, and then he spins around, and he's all like,
"W." That's
really about it. Goes up on the apron and does a spin where he's like. And then that's it, you know.
Hey, if you're watching Starsky on Periscope, send those requests again. I missed a couple of those. I saw a couple of guys posted some. But we got one lined up for you. Here we go. This next one's gonna be pretty epic, if I do say so myself.
But you're setting up some crazy ones for me.
All right, you ready?
All right. Sovereign time. Imagine that's a tattoo.
Yes. Yes. All right. Here's your next one. Hopefully. Very nice. This next one's taking
the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Can't play really that weird. One.
No clue.
It's Bruce the Barber Beefcake.
The world wrestling.
You couldn't. You couldn't.
He came out with fucking scissors. And, yeah.
Fair enough.
Wasn't a fan. Wow, you got me again. I have no clue. Who's this?
The Rockers. The Rockers.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, that was old school. I mean, how would he even do? I can't go running around my fucking room. I mean, what do they do? Because I'm running out.
That would be very epic. but see, how would we then differentiate between the Rockers and Ultimate Warrior entrance? How would you do those differently? See? All right, we'll give you an easy one here. We'll give you an easy one. This is amazing.
Yeah. I can't see my legs going, but my legs are going too.
It's like, well, yeah, we could do either Sandman or The Shield. How do you tell the difference? But here you go.
go.
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. All right. I think we've had enough of that.
No, one more.
One more?
Oh, no. I
got soda in my nose. No more.
That's beer. That's beer.
I mean, beer.
Beer. I would love to see the entrance for this.
You think you know me? On this day, I see clearly there was
Oh, wait a minute. That's totally the wrong version.
That was rated our superstar we gave you. Oh, that's great.
On this day, clearly.
There you go. There's the poses. Yeah. I guess they really didn't have very different. It's back before they got really custom with the music.
Right.
On this day.
For the benefit of people with flash photography.
I always thought Edge's song was just like, you heard it, you know, it was so hardcore at the beginning, you know, the drum solo was just so fucking hard and nasty, like, then it's like, on this day, I see clearly, just like, what the fuck just happened?
Eric,
it got soft. It got soft in this bitch. On this day. Fuck that shit.
Everything has come to life.
That's the type of shit that Eric be listening to. I mean, Draven, I mean.
What the fuck was that?
Road Dogg and K-Quick, you think you're so special because you come out here and rap. We got a little surprise for you, because we are about to kick it!
What?
We're Edge and Christian, and we're total bliss. That's because we reek of awesomeness. Now we're the E to the C, and you're in Liggity Luck, gonna beat Doug and Crush, because they totally suck.
Now even though we're in Jersey, a state with skanky hoes, we'll still break it down for a 5-second pose.
What a couple of jackass.
Look at how puffed that. Look at this. Look how puffed that is.
Please, camera out, JR. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. There's Road Dogg. That's
better, man. For sure. Cushington isn't offended, he says. He's not offended.
Who?
Paddington Bear.
Cushington.
Paddington.
Flash Harris?
Paying. Flash Harris.
Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah. He's a Periscope.
Oh, I'm sorry. I offended Flash
Gordon.
Harris. I'm sorry, Flash. I didn't mean to offend you, even though the Kelly brothers stole your blackness.
Waka
over karaoke. Oh,
damn.
you're offended at me.
I was Periscoping the karaoke, and I think Max got a hold of you, seen a little something.
A little something. You did win it back by dancing. That's funny. We never did do kayfabe news. Should we do it? I mean, is it even worth it at this point?
No, save it for next week.
It's not worth it at this point. It's not.
You know, so I some things I just don't understand. I told you I was fighting with this person, right?
Yeah.
Fucking people. Hey, did I tell you that tonight, Draven and myself, before the show, partook in a BZ wrapped in DZ?
for Reezy. My Sheezy.
This guy smoked a Steezy?
What's a Steezy?
What's a Steezy? Why are you laughing at?
It's a legitimate question. It's a legitimate
question here. It's legit. What the fuck's a Steezy?
What's talking a Steezy? To two white guys from Indiana.
What's a Beezy?
Oh, that's a blunt.
That's what you said. You guys are.
Yeah, we were smoking a Beezy wrapped in Deezy.
Faux Sheezy.
You know,
well, that was Draven's line, but yeah.
The Dabsies.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like a candy cane, only brown and...
Brown.
Brown.
Interesting.
Oh, it was.
It is. It is. It is. Very much so.
Hearts. Hearts. I got one heart. That was an accidental heart, I bet. I do those by accident.
You're trying to accent out.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it.
When you see those single hearts go up, they're accidental hearts. It's
holy
okay.
Shit, Honky Tonk. Oh, I thought that's Honky Tonk Man versus Bruiser Brody. Because, hey, I'll watch that one. That'd be interesting.
Cushington's
hey,
back.
When are the Anarchy Pro, like, cool videos going to pop up again?
Never. They're extinct.
Boo.
There's a time period for it, and this ain't the time period.
Boo.
Fucking things flashing through my
head. I'm just joking. I'm actually putting together Friday Night Fights when it's really cool. I just got done editing the last Friday Night Fights show and putting a little razzle dazzle to it. It looks really cool. Get some asses out there this Friday because we're going to get
editing?
All crazy again.
What do you mean editing? You're editing matches for Friday Night Fights?
Yeah, I did two views.
What? I thought we. What's the? What are you gonna do with the footage?
Where's the hard cam?
Yeah, where's
the? Well, I actually did a really cool top view, like I, because I got this area where there's like a little awning type of thing, and it's down shoots on the ring, so I got like a nice like shot down on the ring. It was really nice, and then I got a regular study shot that's shooting at towards the entrance, so you could see all that crap and. It's really cool. Just that, you know, two simple views, boom, boom. You know, guys were going hardcore. They used the ladder. You know, you can jump off of there. But there's a ladder. There's a ladder you can jump off of, though. That's for shizzle. Definitely you can use that for sure. There's ladders, there's chairs, there's tables. There's a table there that nobody used. This Friday night, make sure to come out.
Oh, son of
there's
a bitch.
There's garbage cans. Yeah, there's kendo sticks. There's fucking
Singapore
canes.
God,
ridiculous.
I didn't know that there was tables and shit to use.
You just got to look under the ring. There's a plethora of arsenal and weapons.
I was doing a run-in.
You had to get dressed up for a run-in.
I did get dressed up for a run-in. You know what's funny? When I saw Manny the other day, he asked me, he's like, hey, did you get paid for that, for the show over there in Chicago for LLW? I said, no, I just walked away. So I wasn't expecting money when I watched Natural Fury walk out because they weren't getting their money. I guess they asked for a certain amount of piece and they were getting that for both.
Supposedly, that person got stiffed on the other end. You know how that shit works.
Who?
Somebody,
you know?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Somebody got stiffed on the because it was like a benefit or whatever.
Of course, someone's always losing out, right?
Them damn benefits. Always what? Stiffing.
Whatever.
Always.
Like, gas tanks don't benefit.
That's a true story. Tell you what does benefit.
The benefits.
Friday Night Fights. I'm sorry I'm going to miss them this week. My first time since you introduced these things.
Oh, yeah, that's not cool, man. We're going to be going crazy this weekend. We're gonna be going crazy at the Hickory Hills House of Anarchy, 9831 South
78th Avenue in the luxurious Hickory Hills, Illinois. Come on down, 7:30, $10 for a ticket. We're going to go crazy. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be awesome. See you there.
It's okay. It's not the first time that I've done something like this.
No, at least Draven won't be there. That makes me happy.
Oh, it makes me happy, too.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Well, sorry we didn't get the kayfabe news. That sucks. I was really, really looking forward to Welfare Office Hangs Russo's monthly check from a poll.
Yeah, you know, I was looking forward to the one about Daniel Bryan
possibly retiring at some point.
Yeah, someday.
I was looking forward to the one with the Suburban Commando one.
We all lose out, I guess. We all lose a little something.
It's okay. Till next week.
Yeah, till next week. Guess who was playing over here?
You mean Friday night?
Guess who was playing out here Friday night?
Who?
David Allen Cole.
Co.
David Allen Coe. Go look him up. I don't suggest looking him up to play here. Well, maybe we'll play this one as we go out. As we wrap up the show.
I'd like to fuck the shit out of you. Like to fuck the shit out of you. Like to fuck the shit out of you. Like to fuck the shit out of you.
Whew, I got a little scared there.
Bring it down. You mean it like the one two down for a minute?
Yeah.
I can't read the title, what's it?
I dig it.
It's talking about, you know.
Please put my plan in your hand. Hey, please put my plan in your hand. Hey, please put my plan in your hand. Please put my plan in your hand.
How is this any better? They're saying, Pete, please put my clan in your hand.
No, he's not.
That's what he just said.
No, he's not.
Yes. It's no better than the one that's two down from this one.
This isn't what he said.
Please put my clan in your hand.
I thought he said my clam.
That's what I thought he was saying.
No, clan. He doesn't have a clan.
Baby, won't you give me some head? Baby, won't you give me.
This is all sexual reference.
No, go back.
All right, here, listen again.
Please put my plan in your hand. Hey, please put my plan in your hand.
A clam.
No, he's saying clam. He's saying clam.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, go two down. It makes perfect sense.
I'm not going two down. That's ridiculous. I'm not getting shot. This was funny.
Yeah, whatever, until he brought the clan in there.
His clam. Baby, tell him to keep his clam to himself.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, won't you give me some head? Baby, won't you give me some head? Baby, won't you give me some head?
All right. Yeah. Well, on that note, when we start talking about handing down clams and shit, ooh. Can EKW gets mentioned in a bra of Danny's name.
Oh!
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for tuning into the show.
Ta-da.
Before we get out of here, is there anything anyone wants to say?
Ta-da. I'd like to say, don't ever die to meet me, live to love me.
Talk to the hand.
And if you don't like me, then bitch, I don't like you. Simple.
Draven?
Let me do it right, because I'm going to do it white. Don't die to meet me. Children, live. Live to love me.
All right, everybody. Till next week, for Johnny Draven, Max. God, why'd you have to... Really? Ow! Where's it at?
Oh.
Hey, Starks, when are you going to come here and do the show? And take up this chair?
Never.
Tomorrow.
Till next week, everybody. I'm Max Holiday for Santana, Starks, and Johnny Draven. We'll catch you on the flip side.
We out.
We out.
Oh.
This show is awful.
Terrible.
Disgusting.
See you next week.
Of course. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't watched it.
Believe what?
I don't know. I wasn't watching.
I didn't like it. But the avocado likes it. I can't believe those rats were responsible for the show. Why not? They're also responsible.
The fuck was that?
What in the world?
What the fuck was that? Oh, wow. Yeah, pretty much. We just shat out the finish of the show.
Really? Good thing I ended the Periscope before that happened. What the fuck?
I got to get a better version. I got to get a better copy of Sam is all I got to do. Man, that... Oh. Well, I don't even know what... Fuck, I don't even
want to...
I like turtles.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what?
Good times.
All right. We'll end it with this one.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Maybe. Till next week.
Again?
It reminds me of my weekend.
I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head.